Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's great to have our friend Sean Stone with us. He joins us every Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and he is with us this morning. Hello, Sean Stone.
Good morning, Joe.
It is wonderful to see you. Thank you very much for being here. We'll start off with a movie review. We both saw this film in the last week. It is called Downhill. It stars Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. What did you think?
It was dark. It wasn't as dark as it could have been, but it did have some awkward moments that delivered some quality laughs. But the ending was kind of strange, I thought.
Thought the ending was very strange. I'm not a point counterpoint here. I'm just curious, and I respect your opinion greatly. I must have missed the quality laughs. it seemed like you had this wonderful talent in both of these individuals,
right,
who obviously at any point in time could knock it out of the park, and they didn't even put them in the park.
I don't think they could integrate the comedy with the theme way they wanted to, because it's a pretty dark theme. You know, there's an avalanche and father doesn't behave well.
No.
And it's in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away.
No, you're right. If father sort of leaves as this cataclysmic event happens. My question, though, is, but in most movies, you start off really strong comedically, and then it pivots and it turns into a more serious film.
Right.
That could have happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this, they tried to be dark from the first, and it was a lot of awkwardness.
There were points where they allude to the fact that the son may have some sort of learning disability. They never really tell us what that is about. There's a lot of loose ends in the film of things that we don't really know of what brought that couple to that moment to sort of rekindle something that may have been there.
And the fact, I mean, one thing that did make me laugh was when realizing that he probably booked the vacation, because as soon as, remember when they arrived first, she says,
yeah,
are there any other kids here? Like, no. they're 2 miles away. And of course, there's a totally family-friendly ski resort just down the road.
And by the time they get to it, the kids aren't even interested in it.
No, and dad's mean.
And dad is mean. And the other thing, which is weird to see Will Ferrell mean.
Yeah.
And not that a comedic actor can't play a more dramatic role. It's just that you put these two together, you assume you're going to get something amusing out of it.
I think maybe the tip-off was that it was 89 minutes long.
Yes.
Because if you spend that much money to go to Austria and get all that wonderful ski footage, and it's and it's not at least 105, 110 minutes, they know.
Now, unfortunately, I don't know the name of the actress, but the actress who played the representative from the resort that they were staying at was marvelous.
Yes, she was very funny.
Yeah, that was a good comedic addition. All right.
One thing I will say, did you notice that this was the first Fox Searchlight film? Now, Searchlight film.
Yes, no Fox to be found. I noticed that immediately.
I'm not happy that Disney did this, but I like to think that when Rupert Murdoch shuffles off this mortal coil, that there actually was a guy named William Fox, and that he's waiting down there with a really sharp, pointy pitchfork for Rupert Murdoch for what he did to his name. And we'll leave it at that.
So it's just Searchlight Pictures. And also, the film bombed. It did not, I think it came in third or fourth last week, so it didn't do well.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what America loves.
That's what we should have gone.
Yes, I think we missed that one.
All right. Meanwhile, there's lots of cool stuff happening all over the place. Where do we begin?
Tonight at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady at 7 o'clock, they're showing the film Magic, which is the Anthony Hopkins and the insane ventriloquist dummy movie from like 1979, which is a William Goldman script.
Oh, William Goldman of...
The other thing that's on my list.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and it was actually on Gene Siskel's top 10 films of the year list.
Magic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And So this would be fun. The intro music we had is also a show that's tonight. It's Low Lily, which is a string quartet, I believe. They're going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. Also tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, there's a show opening at 8 o'clock, which runs through March 8th. It's called Jerry Lee Lewis versus Jerry Lee Lewis. And if you know anything about the real Jerry Lee Lewis, that sounds about right for a show about him.
They've done their
thing. I remember reading this great interview with this great piece by Iggy Pop saying he saw Jerry Lee Lewis in the 60s when he was like on an oldies tour, and he said the contempt that Jerry Lee Lewis had for the audience just inspired him.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
Good stuff.
Okay, tomorrow night at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy at 8 o'clock, it's the National Reserve, which is an Americana band from Brooklyn. Saturday night at the Calvin Theater in Northampton, Mass. At 8 o'clock, it's the jazz saxophonist Kamazi Washington and also the band Honeycomb. Saturday night at the Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's the Bindlestiff Family Circus. And although family is in the name of the group, it's a 21 and over show. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I would have. Okay.
Yeah, leave the kids at home.
All right.
And then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass.
What are they doing a circus as adults only? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
Okay.
Awkward stuff.
All right. I won't ask anymore. Go ahead. I apologize.
It's an artist in residence concert featuring violinist Jennifer Frotschi, Jiwon Park pianist and cellist Edward Aaron. It's the music of Schumann, Kodaly, Debussy, and Beethoven. Again, that's at the Clark on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, it's the drag artiste Trixie Mattel. And the name, the last name, Mattel, should give you the tip off who she's sort of.
A Barbie connection there?
Yeah, sort of Barbie gone to seed a little bit.
Okay. Trixie Mattel.
And then Monday night, we have our second William Goldman script of the week at the Palace Theater in Albany. It's The Princess Bride.
Oh, and that is, I saw this film not too long ago on a big screen, and it still looks great on a big screen.
There you go. Reiner, right?
Yeah, Rob Reiner directed, and great movie. All right, we have new movies coming out. Let's talk about them.
The Assistant, which stars Julia Garner as an assistant at a firm, and it's a Me Too kind of sexual harassment drama that looks really tense and unpleasant, but good.
Okay. The Assistant.
The trailer's kind of nerve-wracking even to watch, so in a good way. And then there is The Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford and a CGI dog.
I have to say, when I first saw the trailer for this, I was going to see Knives Out, and it was the first time I saw the trailer for Call of the Wild. I now have seen it 117 times. But the first time that I saw it, I did nudge my brother who was with me, and I said, who is that? Because I didn't recognize Harrison Ford. And it wasn't until he spoke that I realized it was Harrison Ford.
And this is the first 20th Century Fox film that's being released as 20th Century Studios.
Again,
our earlier mention.
Because he's sort of sporting like a Letterman-like beard in this film.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how this goes. Yeah, I like Jack London. And then we have The Lodge, which is sounds like a really creepy horror film. I went to Wikipedia to see what the movie about, and this, of course, is one of those movies where some insane person wrote out the entire plot of the movie.
Yeah.
It's really dark. So if you want a really, really dark horror movie that's sort of artsy, this is for you.
The Lodge.
And then there is Olympic Dreams, which is a rom-com. And since Olympic is in the title, that means it's officially sanctioned. Otherwise, they'd get sued.
Now, who stars in this? Nick Kroll.
Yeah, Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll stars in this. And what fascinated me about this film was, and I liked the trailer, and I had great hopes for it. It was actually filmed in the Olympic Village, and it features an Olympian as the love interest. Is that true? Do I have that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And that, to me, just seems really interesting because it's the first time a film crew has ever been allowed to go into the Olympic Village to film something that would not be, you know, for coverage of, as you say, officially sanctioned.
Yeah. Usually what they used to do back in the 30s and 40s, they just steal some newsreel footage and pretend.
Right. And this is actually, and they have real, so they'll go in and the Olympians where they will have their lunch, they'll go in and they were shooting the movie around all of that. Now, to me, that just seems like money in the bank.
Verisimilitude. There you are. You are there. What was it they used to say? Jim McKay used to say, up close and personal.
Up close and personal. Oh, the great Jim McKay. ABC's Wide World of Sports. So we can enjoy those films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it? Is that what we got?
That's
going on?
It.
All right. Well, Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He comes here each and every Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. If you missed anything or you want to hear more, you can see the entire list, which is posted on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and you can see the entire list there. And you can go see anything this week? What are you going to go see?
Well, I'm definitely going to see The Assistant, and I might go see The Call of the Wild, depending on how the schedule goes.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we can compare notes next week. Sean Stone, always great to have you here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.